You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini with the Deal Farm Podcast. Today, I am with Mike Williams. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing great, Ken. How are you?
Very good. So Mike Williams is actually the sales manager for our company, Georgia Residential Partners. He's worked for me for a number of years. What, about 3 years now, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. 2.5 to 3. Yep.
Okay. Well, and before he came on board, he actually used to do business with us and was an investor himself. So I thought it'd make sense to bring him on the show, talk about his experience over the last so many years investing in real estate, and then get around to talking about his best deal ever. So Mike, how long have you been investing in real estate?
Ken, just over 5 years. We started in late 2009.
Okay. And by we, you mean who?
Well, it began with just myself and my wife, but after we had acquired a couple of properties in the first few months we were active, we had some family members and friends take an interest in what we were doing, and they lived out of state in Michigan and Arizona, other places. So we formed a little bit of a business model to form a partnership with them and help them acquire properties while we were the feet on the ground for them here.
That's an interesting scenario. So folks that were out of state that liked the idea of investing in Atlanta, you were sort of the boots on the ground guy that helped put the deals together. You sourced the properties, and in exchange, you put together a partnership. Now, were most of those loans going in your friends and family's names?
Yes. That was kind of part of what drove the model was – I don't know if you want to back up because I just got that call come in.
That's fine. Hold on. Let's count down. 3, 2, 1. So that brings up a good point, Mike. So were the friends and family, did they actually get the loans in their own name?
Yes, they did. And so we structured things to where they would have a full ownership of the property. And I became I set up a management agreement with them, and I became the manager of their LLCs that they placed the properties in.
Okay. That's a very interesting strategy. And so over the course of 5 years, how many properties have you guys been able to piece together?
Well, we've done a little buying and selling, actually, although our main strategy is buy and hold. I've had different, we'll call them clients, that decided to get out of the business for whatever reason. So right now we're in the low 30s, I think 32 or 33 properties, and we've probably sold 3 or 4 as we've gone along.
Okay. Wow. So 30-some properties. So that sort of brings me to the next segue of what would you say is your best deal ever? Out of those 30-some properties that you've done, some by yourself and some with friends and family, any of the properties that stand out as maybe the best deal that you feel like you've done so far?
Actually, Ken, I think the first house that we bought from you was our number one success. It's a property on a street called Pointer Ridge in Tucker, Georgia. And it's had a phenomenal combination, both steady cash flow. We've had great experience with our tenants there. And based on running comparables, it looks like that property has appreciated pretty dramatically since we bought it in early 2012.
I'm sort of kicking myself. It sounds like I should have kept that property.
You know, I'm sure it would have served you very well. Yeah, I think we purchased it from you. You know, it was under $100,000, maybe in the mid-90s. And it looks like it should sell somewhere in the upper 160s to 170s at this point.
My goodness. And that, I mean, a big part of that's just the timing. You guys bought a handful of properties, specifically that one, you know, when the market was probably close to its lowest. What year was that when you bought that from us?
That was January of 2012.
Okay, January. So yeah, January 2012, that was probably just as the market was starting to see signs of life again.
Yeah, yeah.
And Tucker, of course, being, you know, a very good area in Atlanta as well, saw some pretty good appreciation.
Yeah, I think that's part of the trick there is it's a great suburb. And for whatever reason, I think it was very dramatically undervalued at that moment. And so we were lucky to work with you on that.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about that house in particular. So you put we probably put the tenant in there for you. And you owned it for how many months? And then I think maybe you'd mentioned you'd had some issues with the tenant?
Yes. So we purchased in January. I think we had a tenant in almost from day one. And what happened is we worked with the property manager closely on this. The tenant, there were a few different tenants in there, some friends, I think, and some relationship issues started to develop. And the property manager could sense that things were going to start deteriorating. And so she worked with them to come up with a separation plan where we wouldn't hold them to the lease. We'd let them out of the lease, but we encouraged them to leave in an orderly way and even and leave behind their security deposit, which was able to cover some of the transition costs. So the turnover really didn't cause a blip in our cash flow.
I think that even apart from the fact that you've got such a good appreciation on this house, that in and of itself is a huge lesson, and something I'm a huge advocate of is having a relation, making sure that your property manager has a relationship with the tenants. Because when things go south, and you will always have a property where something goes south with the tenants, you have the ability to keep the lines of communication open with those tenants. You come in and you negotiate something that's favorable for both parties. And that's really what happened here. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, with good screening, you rarely get tenants that just don't perform from day one. Usually when you get into some difficulties, because something bad happens in their life. And the relationship is what allows you to identify it early enough before it becomes a serious problem and work through an amicable solution that's both to your advantage and to theirs. It doesn't help anyone to go through a full eviction process, but from a cost point of view and the time that it takes, it's much cleaner if you can work something out with them.
So in this particular case, these tenants, they had they were roommates. They had a falling out of some sort. Our property manager came in, negotiated them leaving amicably. And I think at the same time, were you able to show the property to new prospective tenants while they were still in the house?
Yes, that was part of the agreement we had with them, was that they would cooperate with that. And they shared in some of the risk, I guess you could say, in terms of being able to get a new tenant in there quickly. So they cooperated very well. And we literally had 3 or 4 days between the time that they left and the new tenant moved in. So that, as I said, we really didn't have any loss of income whatsoever.
Well, and you got to keep the security deposit.
Yes, that covered because the property manager, of course, needs to earn money for placing the new tenant. So that covered the cost of the lease to the new tenant.
Yep. And so now the new tenant came in, and what are you getting rent wise on this particular property?
That one is at $1,100 a month.
Okay, $1,100 a month. You bought it for mid-90s, somewhere in there?
Yeah, exactly. So, but we were fortunate to get above a 1% rent-to-value ratio. Yeah. And so it's cash flowed very nicely. In the meantime, when the day comes, we can make a nice profit on the sale. We bought that one with, a 75% loan also. So we only probably put around $25,000 into it, and we've made that substantial $75,000 to $80,000 profit on it.
So here you are, you've got this house, it's cash flowing great, at $1,100 a month, but you've seen the appreciation. The house is worth $170,000, $180,000. You only paid $90,000, $95,000 for it, somewhere in there. So now the question is, okay, when do you cash out on this house and move those, that return into maybe two more houses?
Well, and that's exactly what we're thinking. The partner that I'm working with on that house is interested in continuing to acquire properties. He had some other business activities that generate – basically it wasn't time to put that cash back to work yet for him. But that's coming up in the next few months, and I think we'll be looking to sell that property and reinvest in a couple more.
Man, that is fantastic. Well, I'm glad that I could be a part of your best deal ever. That's pretty exciting. I'm always thrilled when one of our investors has a great story, especially a couple years down the road with appreciation or whatever that looks like. In your case, it was cash flow and appreciation.
Well, and when I joined you, working full time with you, Ken, back in October of that same year, we were only 9 months into the process on that property. But, the process of buying that property, I think we bought two others from you also before I came to work for you. And it gave me the comfort level that this is a company that I could enjoy working with, because the integrity was there. And I just enjoyed the experience, and I've enjoyed working with you.
Well, I guess to that point, let's talk a little bit about what you do at Georgia Residential Partners. And most of the guests that we interview talk about, you know, their website and what they're doing. You just happen to be somebody that works in our business, so I'll let you plug our business a little bit. So how can folks find you, maybe talk a little bit more about the Atlanta market?
Well, I'm very pleased to meet new investors. Usually we meet by phone. Often they find us through our website, which is gainvesting.com, and they can either send me an email to set up a phone call or just call our phone here at the office, 770-924-5450. And we spend time getting to know each other. I explain a little bit about the dynamics of the Atlanta market and how our company operates and the service that we provide as a turnkey provider of investment real estate, basically doing all of the work on the ground to get the property set up and running with a tenant in place. And so the investor is able to just basically reap the benefits. And then once we're comfortable with the model, then we get into some particulars about the profile of the particular property the investor might be interested in. And we look through our inventory and continue to watch for properties that will meet that investor's interest. So it's a very much a kind of a tailored approach, Ken, to get to know someone and see what they're interested in and find the right property for them.
Mike, I appreciate you being a part of our team and talking about your best deal and plugging the company. It can't hurt to scratch our backs occasionally.
Absolutely.
We'll talk to you soon, Mike. Thanks so much for being on the show.
All right. Thank you, Ken. All right. Have a great day.
Hey, Deal Farm podcast listeners, this is Ken Corsini with a special offer. In an effort to get our podcast off the ground and as much traction as possible, we have a favor to ask. And in return, we're going to give you a free t-shirt. That's right, a free Deal Farm podcast t-shirt mailed directly to your address. We just ask you to do 5 simple things to help us get this thing off the ground. Number 1, if you would subscribe to us in iTunes. Number 2, if you would like our page in Facebook. Number 3, if you would share our page in Facebook. And number 4, if you would follow us on Twitter. And lastly, number 5, if you would download all of our episodes in iTunes. So initially, we're going to have between 30 to 40 episodes when we launch the podcast. We would just ask that you download all of those episodes through iTunes. So once you do that, just send us an email to offers@dealfarm.net. Give us your name, your address, and your t-shirt size, and we will mail you a free t-shirt. Now, all of that said, we don't necessarily have a way to know if you downloaded all of our episodes, so some of this is on the honor system. We're going to trust that if you say you downloaded all of them, that you actually downloaded all of them. And when you do all 5 of those things, again, real quick, if you would subscribe through iTunes, like our Facebook page, share our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter, and download our episodes through iTunes, we will send you a free t-shirt. Thanks so much, and I hope you take advantage of this free offer.